Shirts and boots to festive holiday sweaters. They have everything you need to keep the entire family warm and stylish without spending a fortune. Decorate your home with holiday treasures and find unique gifts that are as memorable as the season itself. Give a gift that's sure to wow. Stop by and make this season sparkle at Jeans Good as New, 718 Church Street, right off the square in Mountain Home.
What's going on? Rich Norcross with Mountain Valley of the Ozarks. When you're looking to stay hydrated and healthy, look no further than Mountain Valley Spring Water. Unlike cheaper, purified water, Mountain Valley Spring Water is naturally pure and packed with essential minerals, perfect for keeping you refreshed during those intense Bomber games. Stop by today, 2489 Highway 62 West in Mountain Home, or call 870-425-9565 and let us set you up for delivery. Mountain Valley of the Ozarks. Stay hydrated, stay healthy, and go Bombers.
Well, it will be Nelson's ball to start this final quarter as they lead Mountain Home 64-52. And let's see here. It will be Green inbounding on the far sideline as he will throw it in to Atkins, and we're back underway.
Yeah, we're talking to the break. Mountain Home outscored them there 24-22 in that quarter. Both teams shooting really good from the field, 54 and 53%. The difference right now is they've been to the line 15 times and made 13. We're one of two from the free throw line.
Yep. Green with it. He gives it to Whitney, who checked in between quarters. Cross court over on the right side to Atkins. He's going to try for the three-pointer. Misses everything, and Corp gets a rebound.
That's what we need. Wild shot, and then quick turnover.
Yeah, Corp throws it right to Hardaway's hands. He couldn't get Atkins' hands. He couldn't get the layup. Offensive rebound for Green, and he'll be fouled as he tries to go back up a few times with it. He'll head to the free throw line with 7:28 left. Jackson Corp picks up his third personal foul. First team foul against Mountain Home here in the fourth quarter. Oh, they called that. They said it was the second. Okay. So it will be Braylon Green back at the line. First shot is no good.
Sorry, Matt. I think that was that one. Remember we said we didn't know who they gave it to?
Yeah.
I guess it wasn't Jackson Court.
All right. So Blackburn's going to check out of the game as T.J. Daly is going to come back in. We're 32 seconds into this final period as Green's second free throw goes up, and he misses both. Rebounds knocked around, controlled by Corp, and then he loses the handle of the ball as Whitney gets it. He puts it up. He couldn't get the shot to go. Gets his own rebound. Goes up for the two-handed jam.
Holy. Wow.
Whitney with 23 on the night. And then Mountain Home turns it over. Here's Daly back the other way with it. He'll give it to Whitney. Whitney is going to dribble to the low block, puts up the shot off the glass, no good. Rebound knocked around and controlled by Whitney. He's going to go back up with it. He couldn't get to go, but draws contact, and he's going to go back to the line with 6:02 left to play the game. Jackson Corp picks up his third personal foul. Second team foul against the Bombers here in the fourth quarter. So Whitney back at the line. First free throw for Whitney is up. Good. You said it, the free throws.
Yep.
So one more free throw for Whitney to shoot.
But they're forcing the issue with rebounds because they're getting offensive rebounds.
That's true.
You know, Mountain Home has had some stops this quarter. Then we just turned it over, and we had a chance to cut this lead down. We had some turnovers. Then we got them to miss some shots, but, man, their just athleticism is just going over the top of us and getting those rebounds.
Whitney gets both. Mount Holmes trailing 68-52. Here is Tate with it. He's going to dribble to the low block and go in for the layup. They're going to call down the floor.
Yeah, they're going to get a foul there, number four.
T.J. Daly picks up his second personal foul, but they're going to call that one on the floor, not the shot.
Probably right call.
The first team foul against the Raiders. Daly's second personal. 6:43 left to play in the game. Inbound pass. As it was knocked off of Whitney's back. Tate goes up for the layup. Couldn't get to go. Buddy draws contact. He's going to the free throw line. T.J. Whitney picks up his first personal foul. Second team foul against the Raiders here in the fourth quarter.
Basketball player right there. Whitney had his back turned to him, and Tate just threw the ball off his back and went and got it and went up and drew the foul.
Tate's got 10 so far. This is his first free throw of the night. It is up and good. Makes a five-possession game once again. Second shot for Tate is up. Good, he gets both. He now has 12. 68-54, Nelson up. Here comes Daly. He gets by his defender, Tate, going into lane. Now kicks it out to Green. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good.
Good play, honestly. Got both feet in the paint. Nice outside kick to the corner.
Braylon Green with 10. And back the other way, the ball knocked away. And Whitney tries to save it in. He couldn't. It goes out of bounds. It will be Mount Holmes' ball with 6:19 left to play in the game. 71-54, Nelton up. So Tate will trigger the inbound pass on the baseline.
He's facing him now. Whitney's like, I'm going to turn my back to him.
Right. Tate looking to inbound it. Trying to figure out where to go with it. Gives it to McClain, who cuts in the lane. Follow layup, good.
That's why you don't face him, because you can't see that cutter come behind you wide open.
Ryder McClain with 23 on the night. 71-56, Nelton up. 6:09 left. Daly with on the right side. Throws it to Atkins. Now out to Jameson. Jameson's cutting into lane, going in for the layup, and it goes in.
Man, his body control around that rim is good, and his finisher with his left hand is really good.
He's got 22 on the night. 73-56, Nelton up. 5:50 left. Here is Tate with it. About lost the handle of it. Gives it to Corp. Corp's going to try for the three on the left wing. Good!
Golly.
19 for Jackson Corp.
6 for 7 from behind the arc for Jackson Corp tonight.
How about that? 73-59, Nelton up. 5:35 left. Daly with it just inside the timeline.
Good defense by Rhett.
Yep. Gives it to Jameson. Jameson drills on the right side. Finds Green. Green's dribbling into the lane. Going in for the layup. It won't go. Rebound is controlled by Green, and he'll be fouled on the way up, and he'll head to the free throw line. No, they're going to call it on the floor, aren't they? Blaine Tate, I believe he's done. Blaine Tate's going to foul this game with 12. It's also the 13th foul against the Bombers. So Blaine Tate will have to spend the final 5:15 on the bench. And coming in for Mountain Home now,
Landon Newton.
It is Landon Newton, yep.
Lando.
Newton, a 6-foot sophomore. So 5:15, let's play. It will be Green inbounding the ball and getting it to Atkins. Now out to Jameson up top. He'll give it there to Daly, who will set the offense. Daly still dribbling between the circles. They're going to use as much of the shot clock as they can, looks like. Ball goes to Jameson. Jameson dribbles to the left elbow, goes toward the low block, kicks out to Whitney in the left corner. Out back to Jameson on the low block. He puts up the turnaround jumper, rolls around, falls out, rebounds, knocked around, and the ball is still being fought for. It's going to be a jump ball, and it will be Mount Holmes' ball on the possession arrow.
It's just, I mean, that's the tough part, right? We got them to get a miss, and then we couldn't even get the rebound clean. We had it, and their just hands are all over the place and knocked the ball loose, and we had to end up using a possession there just to get the rebound.
So Matt's home with the ball trailing by 14. Ball goes to McClain on the left side. Finds Corp in the corner. He's going to put up the three-pointer immediately. It won't go. Ball's knocked out of bounds by Green, and it will be Mount Holmes' ball.
I'll tell you how times have changed, though, because I remember Nettleton coming to our place one time. It was in overtime, and they sat and held the ball at the top of the circle the entire the entire overtime and got one shot to try to beat us. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I do remember. There was no shot clock at the time.
Yeah.
So here's Gilbert with it in the right corner. He's going to dribble towards the right elbow. Pull up for the jumper. Good!
Good contested shot there by Rhett Gilbert.
He's got 4 on the night. Back to a 12-point margin. 73-61. And a charge is going to be called on Daly.
Yeah, good job there by Rhett. Getting back, getting his feet set, and just taking the body and taking the offensive foul. Two great plays in a row there by Rhett.
TJ Daly with his third personal foul. 13 foul against the Raiders here in the fourth quarter, and they're just wiping a little perspiration up off the floor before we get back to play. 4:12 left to play in this game. Right now it is a 12-point Nelton advantage. 73-61 is our score, and a lot of scoring there it's been.
High scoring game. Yeah, I agree with you. Yeah, it's been a fun one.
So McClain will inbound to Gilbert, who will bring it into the front court.
See if that last little jumper gets Rhett going here. See if we can keep him on get him on a little hot run.
Gilbert with it up top. It's a man-to-man. Ball goes to McClain on the left side. He immediately puts up the three-pointer, rolls around, falls out. Oh, my gosh. And the rebound is controlled by Daly.
Well, that went everywhere but down.
Yeah, sure did. Whitney finds Atkins for the last block. And Whitney comes up with the ball for a moment, and he loses it.
Great block there. Ryder McClain came out of nowhere and got that block.
So Mount Holmes was able to keep Nelton off the board on that possession. 3:40 left. Here is Gilbert with it on the right side. He is going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good!
I told you, he just needs to see one go down. That little tough jumper he made, and then get that good job on the defensive side. That's all it needs to get him hot.
Down to a single-digit margin, 73-64. Gilbert with seven. Here is Green with it up top. He's going to dribble to low block. And, a blocking foul is going to be called on Rick Gilbert. Wow, that's tough. That is Gilbert's second personal foul. Or is it his third?
That's his second.
Yep, second. That is the last foul that Mount Home has to give in this game. Next one will put Nelton in the bonus. 3:16 left to play. We're wiping up some more perspiration as Gilbert had hit the floor on that play. So it will be Daly inbounding the ball on the baseline as Nelson's up by nine. Ball goes down to Jameson on low block. He puts up the jumper. Won't go. Rebound's knocked around and is controlled by Daly. Shot clock didn't reset because the ball never hit the rim. Daly with up top.
Man, to win games here on the road like that, you got to come away with those rebounds if you get a good miss like that.
Ball goes to Whitney on the right side. He gives it to Atkins. Atkins is going to dribble down to Lane, going in for the runner. He gets the basket, and he draws a foul. My goodness.
Well, he just put his head down and said, I'm going, and he did it. Got Tyler Podwalski.
That is his third. Fifth team foul against Mountain Home, so it will be a three-point opportunity for Fred Atkins. Shot is up and good. He has eight. So 76-64, back to a 12-point lead for Nelton. Gilbert's going to try to answer with a three-pointer. Good!
I told you, he gets hot. That bucket looks big for him, and Mountain Home's going to call a quick timeout.
Gilbert with 10, back to a single-digit margin. We'll break. I miss how much time was left on the clock there. Wait,
242
yeah. Left. It is Nelton leading Mountain Home 76-67. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Class Kits 101.7 and watching on the Bomber Sports Network on YouTube.
Is your health in the hands of true experts? At Baxter Health, their nationally recognized vascular surgeons, Dr. Heath Broussard, Dr. Kent Noctegal, and Dr. Nestor Arita, are leading the way in cutting-edge vascular and endovascular surgery. Their team is dedicated to providing high-quality, compassionate care, specializing in the latest endovascular techniques to treat complex blood vessel conditions. Ask your primary care for a referral to the Baxter Health Heart and Vascular Clinic, or call 870-508-3200 to schedule your appointment. Baxter Health, compassionate care beyond measure.
Tired of paying that high cable or satellite service bill every month? Or what about paying for multiple streaming services and have to switch between apps to get everything you want? Brad's Home Entertainment has your solution. All your networks, weather, news, sports, and entertainment in one box. Pay yearly programming and it breaks down to as little as $35 per month. Thousands of channels at your fingertips. That's at Brad's Home Entertainment, home of Big Box Brad. Call or come by to see for yourself. 877-492-0700 or bigboxbrad.com.
Well, Red Gilbert spent much of the game in a drought. He's kind of gotten hot in the last few minutes.
Yeah, he has, and I just got to see a couple go in for him.
76-67, Nelton with the ball in the lead, a little over 2.5 left to play in the game. Ball goes over to Daly on the left side, up top to Jameson.
This man, Nelton team beat Van Buren by 8, beat Alma pretty handily by 22.
Atkins pulls up for the 3 in the left corner. It won't go. Rebounds controlled by Green. Gives it back to Atkins. Finds Whitney. He's going up for the two-handed jam.
Yeah, I tell you, he wants to tear the rim off every time he touches
the ball.
He sure
does. He's got 27. Back to a double-digit lead for Nelton. 78-67 our score. Gilbert with it on the right side. He drills up to the top. Daly right there on him. Now goes back to the right. Goes back up top.
Yeah, they know he's hot. They're just saying, nope, you're not going to score. But he says, I'm going to try to get a shot off.
Podwalski tries to save it in as the shot was missed. He does, but right into the hands of Jameson. Back comes Nelton. Jameson loses the hand of the ball, but he gets bailed out by a foul call.
I think they're going to get Gilbert maybe digging in.
Yep, that is Rhett Gilbert's third personal foul. So it's going to be a two-shot opportunity as Nelton is in the bonus. 1:42 left to play in the game. Jameson at the free throw line. So far, he is 1 of 1 with 22 points. First shot is up and good. Gets this next one. It will be back to a 5-possession game. Second shot is up. Jameson's second free throw is up and in. He's got 24. 80-67 our score. Here's McLean with it on the left wing. 1:35 left in the game. Ball goes to Corp. He's going to pull up in the, for the three in the left corner. Hits the side of the backboard. No good. And the rebound's controlled by Atkins. He is quickly back the other way. He's going to find Daly going in for the layup. Good. TJ Daly in double figures with 10. 82-67. Back to a 15-point game. Gilbert's going to try to answer with a three. And he gets it! Greg Gilbert with 13. 11 of those here in the fourth quarter alone. And Nelson's going to burn a timeout. We'll break with 107 left to play in the game. It is Nettleton leading Mountain Home 82-70. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7 and watching on the Bomber Sports Network on YouTube.
Here's Dr. Nick Souter.
Here at Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, we not only provide the latest technology in diagnostic and evaluation tools, but the most advanced surgical and non-surgical procedures in our field. And because the convenience of our patients is a priority, we also book appointments at our satellite clinics in Harrison, West Plains, and Salem.
See Dr. Russ Rawls, Dr. Jason McConnell, and Dr. Nick Souter at Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine at No. 3 Medical Plaza Mountain Home or one of their clinics in Harrison, West Plains, and Salem.
Discover the smile you've always wanted at North Arkansas Dental Group. They're your go-to, family-friendly dental experts, ensuring your oral health is their top priority. Open Monday through Thursday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Fridays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., they make dental care convenient for your busy schedule. Experience state-of-the-art facilities at their new location, 2338 Highway 62 West. From routine checkups to cosmetic dentistry, their skilled team is dedicated to providing personalized and comfortable care for all. Schedule your appointment today and let them brighten your smile.
Well, Nelton taking the timeout with 107 left to play in the game. Both teams have one full timeout left, and that is it. 82-70, Nelton with the ball in the lead. Inbound pass goes to Daly. Ball goes over on the right side. Now down in the corner to Hardaway.
Baylor Tate checked in, and Drew McGee checked in during that break, replacing Podwowski and Landon Newton.
Yep. Ball goes to Jameson. He gets the alley-oop layup. He now has 26. 84-70. Back quickly comes Mountain Home. Corp with it on the right side. He drills to the low block. Going in for the layup. It won't go. McLean puts it back up. He can't get the foul to go, but he draws contact, and he's going to go to the line with 38.7 left.
I'll tell you, Ryder McLean's had a great game.
So checking in during the timeout for Nelson was Caleb Reed Ellis. He's going to get charged with a foul. And that's also going to be the fourth team foul against Nelson. Ryder McLean at the free throw line for the first time tonight. First shot is up and in. You know, you said it, Brad, one of the – actually a couple keys for Nelton. One is the how many more times they've been to the line, and the other is the way they fought for the boards.
Yeah, they've been on the offensive side of the boards. They've just been really dominating the offensive glass, it feels like. Yeah, 16-6. They're out-rebounding Mountain Home on the offensive glass.
McLean gets the second free throw. He's got 25. 84-72, Nelton up with 34 seconds left. So it looks like Mountain Home's four-game winning streak is about to be snapped.
Nelton does have to shoot it one more time as they're going to get Rhett Gilbert bellying up out front. They're going to call fouls. It's going to send them to the free throw line.
Yep. Caleb Reed Ellis will go to the line. Rhett Gilbert picks up his fourth personal foul. So Reed Ellis will go to the line. He didn't realize that at first. He was about to throw it in, but Nelton's in the bonus. Again, 24.3 left to play. Looks like Jaquan Hollywood's about to check in for
fan favorite. Looks like at least a bench favorite.
Well, who doesn't love Hollywood?
That's right.
So there. So did he get the first one?
No, he missed it.
Okay. And also Jeremiah Jackson checking in for Nelton as well. And he does get the second. Reed Ellis' first point of the night. Back comes McLean. He's going to pull up for the three on the right side. It won't go. Corp gets offensive rebound. He puts it back up and in. Jackson Corp with 21. And 8 seconds left as the ball goes to Blackburn in the right corner. He's met by a double team. He's just going to put up the shot to try to get one last heave, and it won't go. McLean puts up one last shot. from well beyond half court. It won't go, and it's going to be an 11-point win for Nettleton.
Tough environment.
Yep.
But Mountain Home did a good job putting 74 points on the board. Just unfortunately gave too many possessions on the offensive glass to Nettleton tonight.
And then the free throws as well.
Yep.
So is Nettleton getting the 85-74 victory? We're going to come back in just a moment and start the Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine postgame show. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7 and watching on the Bomber Sports Network on YouTube.
Todd Gilbert Insurance is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. Todd Gilbert Insurance is your local independent insurance agency offering insurance from a variety of competitive markets tailored to insure your home, auto, life, health, and business.